रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय अहपते नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 88, द फाइट बिटवीन लक्ष्मण एंड इंद्रजीत. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. इंद्रजीत डांस्ड इन मैड फ्यूरी एट द वर्ड्स ऑफ विभीषण. Like the god of death, he sat in his car, which was decked gaily and drawn by black horses. He looked carefully around at the swords, bows, arrows, and other weapons, all placed within his easy reach. Turning his looks at the enemy's forces, he beheld Lakshmana standing there before him in martial attire. Seated on the shoulders of Anjaneya, Lakshmana shone like the sun rising on the eastern hill. Then Indrajit turned to Vibhishana, Lakshmana, and the monkey heroes and cried, "Behold my prowess this day. Famous heroes are you all, but my arrows will consume you to ashes like unto sparks of fire falling upon bales of cotton. I will cleave your limbs with a trident, sword, and other weapons and dispatch you to the halls of Yama. Like roaring rain clouds, I will let loose on you a shower of arrows. And then, if there be anyone bold enough among you, let him stand against me. That night in battle, with my arrows hard as Vajra, I struck down Rama and Lakshmana, who fell down in a faint. Have you so soon forgotten it? Or are you ready to journey to the land of Yama? The hour of destruction is upon you. Else you would never court a fight with me, hissing in fury like the serpent of doom." Lakshmana laughed in disdain and said, "You speak charmingly of things that you can never dream of doing. A man of sense speaks after, not before, doing mighty deeds. You will never achieve your purpose of defeating your foes. But you wasted time in vain talk, living a fool's paradise. You are here on the battlefield, and yet you hide yourself from view and range the skies. This is the work of a thief, not a hero. Here I stand right before your arrows. Come and stand before me. Then I shall know your worth. Why chatter empty words? Put them away. You are always doing cruel deeds. These words are to no purpose. Let me judge of your might by your deeds. What is the use of speech without action? Let me behold your deeds if you would have me believe your boasts. Now, look here, I shall slay you out of hand without indulging in angry and haughty speech." He drew the string to his ear and shot 5 sharp arrows at the enemy's heart. Like unto blazing serpents, they buried themselves with resistless speed into the heart of Indrajit and shone like the rays of the sun. The Rakshasa was but roused to greatest fury and hit Lakshmana with 3 arrows that did not miss their mark. Then they fought a terrible battle, each keen on vanquishing the other. Unequaled in strength and skill, the 2 heroes fought with each other like 2 huge planets in the sky. Fearless like Indra and Vritra of old, firm and irresistible, they fought like 2 lordly lions. They kept up a ceaseless downpour of arrows without stay or stint. They roared like huge cloud banks and hid each other under a deluge of arrows. Even as Indra and the Asura Shambhara fought in ancient days, the 2 valiant heroes with increasing fury and energy displayed their martial training and skill. Mangalam Kushli Indraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhananjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.